Arizona News Radio. Reaction to the state capitol to news that President Trump is ordering National Guard troops to help patrol along the Mexican border. State House Minority Whip Charlene Fernandez, whose district includes much of the border, says sending Guard troops won't help.
We're at a, I think it's a 46-year low as far as illegal immigration. There isn't a problem. I have not received any reports from any of my constituents or elected officials in those areas that there's a problem.
Governor Doug Ducey supports the move, saying on Twitter, Washington has ignored the issue of border safety for too long. Authorities in Coronado, California, ruled Rebecca Zahao's death a suicide when she was found naked, bound, and hanging from a mansion owned by Scottsdale millionaire Jonas Shacknai 7 years ago. Now a jury has found that Shacknai's brother Adam was responsible for Zahao's death.
It's still our hope that there's going to be a criminal investigation and a criminal trial.
Zahao's sister Mary Zahao Lehner is still hoping for criminal prosecution. The jury's ruling coming in a civil case. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for this morning, mostly sunny with a high of 92. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and cooling down to 65. Friday, warm and toasty, mostly sunny with a high of 91. And Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 67. I'm Shelley Lynn from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, we're at 81 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, it's a real estate show featuring the Elton Brothers right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake are free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
For over a century, businesses like yours have counted on EMC insurance companies to protect them from risk. In addition to essential insurance every business needs, we offer specialized coverages tailored to niche industries, like nearly 100 types of light manufacturers, making everything from buttons to shoes to lights. Whatever your business makes, count on EMC to make your business stronger. Visit us at emcins.com to find your local EMC agent.
A good night's sleep starts with the right pillow. That's where MyPillow comes in, and we're excited to announce the new 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special tab, and save 50% off the 4-pack, which includes two MyPillow premiums and two go-anywhere pillows. Call 1-800-266-4719. That's 1-800-266-4719. Take advantage of this limited-time offer. Go to MyPillow.com now, click on the 4-pack special tab, and use promo code COMFORT at checkout.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Now every Thursday morning at 11, right here on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100, and featuring the Elton Brothers, over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this Multifamily Mania Thursday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
I'm Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are the Elton Brothers. Members to join in. Talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table. 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on 480-451-3318, and our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio, rushing your way. A look at the latest real estate numbers, including an update on the multifamily building boom. Have you seen the cranes? We're going to talk about that. Then in our loan segment, rates spiking up and down. Deanne catches us up on the latest rates and programs. Bottom of the hour, question of the day for real estate. What makes a bedroom a bedroom? Down the stretch, we got some new listings, a special multifamily deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
You can just feel it in the air. Spring has sprung.
Did it ever leave us? That's the question.
Spring has sprung, and homeowners are sitting on $5.4 trillion in ready cash in equity in their properties. It's a high. It's an all-time high. $5.4 trillion with a T, right? We're always talking about billions these days. Now we're moving on to trillions. What does that mean? That means that sellers are willing and ready and able to move to get cash out, to refinance, to remodel, to make a move, upsell, up buy,
improve,
move up, move down, just move. But the inventory is still very low. It's still under 17,000 in MLS. Did you know that?
I did.
Which is creating still a seller's type of market. Seller's type of market in certain areas. Certain areas, it's not. Certain areas, you actually have a buyer's market. I'm seeing reduced signs in a lot of areas. Not every area in the valley is on fire, on fuego. There are certain areas in the valley that are on fire. Peoria, Scottsdale, North Phoenix, some areas of Central Phoenix, Gilbert, Surprise.
Chandler, have we left any out?
There are just some areas and some price ranges that are not moving as quickly.
I think it's more price range. Like maybe that 800 to 1.2.
Something.
It seems like the higher, like 2 million and up is really, we talked about that last week. That price point's kind of really strong, much on a higher pace than last year. And, you know, certainly up to 500,000, you can't, those things are going off the shelves. Multiple offers.
Buckeye. I've been talking about Buckeye on the air now here for 12 years. And guess what? It's time to pay.
Are we going to get a status report on Buckeye?
It's time to pay the fiddler in Buckeye. People are selling their homes. They finally have equity. Things are moving. The clots are done. The train wreck out in Buckeye is now cleared up. Maricopa, things are moving. But I want to tell you a little bit about this new thing that we got going on for sellers. It's called Showtime. Feedback. Everybody wants feedback. Buyers and sellers got their homes on the market. Buyers come in, they look, and the first thing a seller says is, give me some feedback. Buyer's agent, when you do Showtime, the electronic showing reservation system, they all want feedback right away. Tell me what you thought of my house. When you represent a buyer, sellers, you got sellers out there, right? They want feedback. And guess what? There's only a couple things that you can kind of click on. Like price, too high, just right, too low. Now, if you have a buyer and you're a buyer's agent and you have a buyer that's interested in a house, you're probably not going to say that the price is just right, right?
You'll breach your fiduciary.
You pretty much do.
And that's where we need to go with this. Because, you know, when you ask for feedback, you really can't give any.
You can talk about paint. You can talk about location. You can talk about the overall feel of the property.
But what was my first comment to you when Showtime first came out a year ago? What was my first comment to you about feedback?
It's worthless.
It's worthless. The only thing that matters is an offer. That's the only thing that shows somebody's interested. Really.
The people that are not interested are going to give you real feedback. Price just right. It's a beautiful home. My people just are not interested. Those people will probably give you true feedback. It's the people that are interested will not give you the true feedback because they can't. It's a really true, it's pretty big phenomenon. A lot of times I'll get feedback on my properties. Oh, home is beautiful. It's priced just right. It'll sell in a minute. Those people don't buy that house.
Real estate agents know. We already know. Now there are some, like anything, there are circumstances when you have a, let's say, even a luxury home where pricing is very, you know, it's not an exact science. And there's a lot of factors that go into pricing these kinds of homes where it's custom. It's not in a sort of a more tracked subdivision where you've got a ton of the same stuff out there. But in general, for the general house, real estate agents already know. And the feedback is just either for the seller to make a case for what the agent already knows and is running up against a tougher seller. So we use it to try to make a case.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, it happens. If you're not getting offers, but every feedback you get is the price is too high, eventually you start to listen to it. Because those people are not interested in the house because it is too high. Feedback does have a positive attribute to it. It does let people – there are some people that give true feedback, and those are the people that are not putting offers in. So, yes, listen to the feedback. If you're not getting offers and people keep saying it's too high, the likelihood is it's probably too high, or the condition is not acceptable. And that's it. And that's the other thing I want to talk about.
I will just say I typically screen the feedback. Because, I mean, if I'm representing a buyer, first of all, I don't even fill that stuff out because you really can't. Especially if, like you said.
Except for what? Except for houses you don't care about.
Yeah, but then I don't take the time.
Well, I mean.
I'm not interested. But I'm not your guy to give you the feedback.
Well.
That's where the catch-22 is, Rick.
Yes, but you get inundated with emails.
Yeah,
and requests for feedback.
I don't even
I try to do it. If I'm not interested in the house or my client's not interested, I try to give honest feedback.
It's like feedback on Yelp, okay? Like, how far can you trust that? I mean, they pay people to give feedback.
Let's talk about some condition and things that are happening here. I'm with you, Dave. We only got 2 minutes. Good point. Good job. So, condition of properties. Now that it is getting hot out, get your air conditioning serviced. It's been sitting around dormant for 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. If your home is on the market and you're just now, it's getting warm out, you got to get the pool serviced. It's going to start turning green. You got to get it cleaned. You got to check for leaks. Get those air conditioners serviced because they will all be inspection items. I did a home inspection on a house yesterday in Buckeye. Sold the house in Buckeye because I'm King Buckeye. Guess what? The air filter was crumpled up inside the air conditioning vent. I mean, not only was it not doing its job, but it was clogging the venting. That's how bad and mishandled and mismaintenance.
So you got
this air conditioning
a $1 piece of,
a $1 filter causes $1,000 worth of just maintenance and servicing to an air conditioner.
And more important than that, it puts doubts in a buyer's mind. What else is wrong with the house?
There you go.
Up next, rates spiking up and down. Deanne is going to catch us up on the latest rates, programs, all that good stuff. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days. But the best tip is, start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent. Because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future. Or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728. and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518. This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Everybody needs a home.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. Call us direct, 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or a refinancing question, Deanne Reisner, direct line, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. She has over 25 years in the mortgage industry, one of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been
digitized.
Deanne Reisner, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Deanne, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Are you a hiker?
No, I'm a walker.
You're a walker. I hiked Pinnacle Peak last night. I almost tripped over a Gila monster.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a hiker.
Is it Gila monster or Gila monster?
Gila.
You know, yeah, those things are dangerous and they're out and about. They're ugly, but they're kind of cool. You know, he was just chilling. And I was kind of cruising. And he's like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, what are you doing here?
They kind of look like the monster from that Shape of Water movie. That's what they remind me of.
Yeah.
You ever see Shape of Water? I've just seen the trailers, but when you say Gila monster, that's what I think of.
I know. But you can't get near them because they spit at you. And then they paralyze you.
So they're not really good customers to have right. for dinner.
So they're not good pets.
Really? Yeah. You're just offended all the Gila monster pet owners out there. Jesus. All right.
All right, Deanne. Well, if you go hiking, watch out for the Gila monsters.
Yeah, I've heard about that, snakes and coyotes, so that's enough to keep me on the street, you know, where it's safe.
On the sidewalk, Deanne?
You mean better in your office? It's better to hang out in your office and do some loans. It's safer.
Yeah, but every once in a while, it is. It is, truly.
So what's happening out there, Deanne? What's going on in the marketplace? We got refis going. We got people wanting to, they got equity in their properties. Are they selling? Are they buying? What are you seeing out there?
Well, I'm seeing a lot of people that are staying put. They now have the values in their property to do some of the deferred maintenance that they've been putting off. So I see that the people that are refinancing, it's not like back in the day where they're refinancing so they can go buy a new car or what have you. They're either consolidating debt that they incurred maybe in the downswing, or a lot of them are doing home renovations.
Yeah, Rick was talking about that a little bit in the first.
Yeah, buy Home Depot yep. stock. Home Depot stock. Lowe's stock. Ace Hardware stock.
Yep.
Caterpillar stock.
Right. There you go.
Yep. Everybody's like, buy Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, I know we're seeing the same thing out there. We're seeing a lot of people that are a little afraid to kind of, you know, take that plunge because they got that 3.5% interest rate and now they got to pay a little bit yeah. over 4 and they all freak out. But they shouldn't right. freak out.
Well, historically, it's still fantastic rates. On the buy side, what I'm seeing is, you know, your FHA, your VA, even the conventional buyers right now are having a difficult time because when somebody puts a property, let's say at 280 on the market, a nice property, it's typically, you know, multiple offers within the first week. And so trying to get concessions now is almost a thing of the past. So
that's true.
You need to save your money.
So what do we do? Sometimes, you know, what are we doing? We have multiple offer situations with a VA and an FHA. A lot of sellers believe that the 20% down conventional loan is the best possible thing. But sometimes an FHA or VA could be just as easily qualified and just as easily as a transaction. But everybody wants to either take that cash or 20% down conventional loan.
Yeah, but what they don't realize, I have one that I just called out this morning. The people wanted $299,900. The appraisal came in at $275,000. Went before the appraisal review. $275,000 is where it's at. And they had had a previous offer. It was a veteran. Listing agent said, oh, well, you got transferred to a different state, which I've never seen. So I believe, and it was 15 days later. So I have a feeling that the VA appraisal came in right about where the FHA. So now he's saying he's going to take cash or conventional, but it's the same appraisers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you still have to have the comp. You know, if you've got two appraisals that came in at the same value, that's probably what the property's worth.
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of sellers are not they're not agreeing with it. They're not they want to sell their house whatever they can get for it. And that's the big tug and pull right now is sale price versus appraisal and whether or not appraisals are keeping up with the spike in this market. I will tell you this though. The other day, I don't know, about a month and a half time frame, I sold a house in Tremonto for $300,000. I sold it in a week. It appraised at $275,000, right?
Right.
Buyer and seller could not come to terms. We canceled. The next day, I put it back on the market. I sold it for $305,000.
Right.
Got an appraisal. It appraised at $392,000 2 weeks later.
You mean $292,000?
$292,000.
Yeah.
So it went from $275,000 to $292,000. But the second time, I met the appraiser. Well, I met the first guy too, but I think it's not an exact science. I think some people have a little bit different views as to what could be used as comparables. And, you know, some people stretch the value a little bit. Who knows?
Did another pending come up in the time frame between the two or another sale?
There was a sale.
That could kick a number, you know.
Straight up. Yeah.
Straight up.
There was a sale with a pool, interior lot, which helped us out. But that was only one. So within a 2 week period, it went from 275 to 292. We settled at 296 and, everybody's happy. So, yes.
Right, but if you had that other closing in the interim, then that could have kicked out one of the lower comparables, and they're going to utilize that one, which helps the value.
Yeah.
So it's all time. A lot of it is timing. There's no doubt about it. I know rates have gone higher since the days of the fours, and we should probably get into a little bit, and then they kind of spiked up, and then they kind of came down, and then so they're moving all over the place, and I thought it would probably be a good idea to catch us up on where we are.
Okay. Well, today, of course, we're using 280 as the sales price. On FHA, we're at a 4.625 with an APR of 5.512. Total payment, including taxes, insurance,
$1,779.85. 4.625 FHA, 3.5% down, can be gifted. As we were saying before, it's tough to get the concessions, but... 4.625. Wasn't FHA at 4 point? Was a little bit higher a couple weeks ago? Can't remember.
Yeah, it was 4.75 a couple weeks ago. It's been bouncing between there, you know, 4.625, 4.875. It really depends on the day. You know, we just came out of a long weekend, and historically, you know, Monday and Tuesday were a little bit bumpy, and it's kind of flattened out a little bit today.
All right, 4.65. So VA, where are we there?
VA, 4.625 with an APR of 4.87. All-in payment,
$1,458.19. $1,458, $280,000 purchase price. No money down. So use that VA, still at 4.625, same as FHA.
Yeah.
It's always interesting because, you know, with VA, even though it's 100% financing, you know, the cost is, you know, $270 less, is that right? $270 less a month than FHA
because you don't have the mortgage insurance.
There you go, mortgage insurance. Yeah. So,
yeah,
if you have that VA
and
eligible,
$120 less.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Deanne. I know my math is crazy.
I look at this. Yeah, but who's counting?
But who's counting? But it's less
exactly
when you're
the borrowers. Borrowers are counting.
They are counting as they should.
Every penny. Mm-hmm.
How about conventional?
Conventional, good credit, 20% down. We're at 4.75, 13.51.17 with an APR of 4.87.
All right, 4.75. 13, 50, 120% down. Now, conventional, you can do 3% down. You can do 5, yep. 10, 15, the yep. 3, 5. That can be gifted as well.
Yep.
And what?
Now, the 3% down, just so you know, you either have to qualify for the Home Ready program, which has an income limit of $60,662, or you can do it as long as it's a one unit owner occupied and you have to be a first time home buyer. There's a little bit of caveats. Mm-hmm.
Okay, for that's for the 3% down.
Yep.
And I know that the MI situation is a little different than FHA, right?
Yes, and that's very credit score driven. So the higher your credit, the better your mortgage insurance rate's going to be on a conventional.
So when you say good credit, 20% down to get the 4.75 rate, where do we need to be?
North of a 740 FICO.
There you go. There's the benchmark, 740. How about
yep.
investors, DN? Where are we?
No water cooler today, but 20% down, good credit, 5.25 with an APR of 5.39, 14.12.67.
14.13. You know what? Hey, yep. you're under 5.5. You're under 5.375.
So, you know, I officially moved the water cooler rate to 5.
Wasn't it always 5?
No, I guess it was under 5.
Rick moved the rate to the same. That's where he moved it. Very interesting scale he's got over there.
I'll have to push it to 5.25.
I think we need to move the rate to 5.5. That way everybody will be talking at the water cooler next week. Thanks, Deanne.
Bye, Deanne.
Thanks.
You guys, if you have any mortgage program, FHA, VA, conventional, investor, first time, moving up, moving down, give Deanna a call, 602-606-6728. She's been doing it 25 years. When we come back, our real estate question of the day, much more. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
There is no imminent plan to pull U.S. forces from Syria, according to the Pentagon's Dana White.
I've heard rumors of people talking about withdrawal. I know the president said very soon, because we have been very successful with defeating ISIS. But it's not over.
The president wants the U.S. out of Syria in 6 months. Economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the U.S. doesn't want a trade war with China.
If you tear down barriers and you play by the rules, both sides should benefit. I mean that. Both sides. It's good for them. It's good for us. Good for the whole world economy.
Kudlow says both sides need to negotiate a settlement. The United States may be considering new sanctions against Russia for meddling in the 2016 elections. Word could come as soon as today, but no indication what those new sanctions just might look like. On Wall Street, the Dow up more than 180 points. I'm Mike Moss.
Arizona News Radio, reaction to the state capitol to news that President Trump is ordering National Guard troops to help patrol along the Mexican border. State House Minority Whip Charlene Fernandez, whose district includes much of the border, says sending Guard troops won't help.
We're at a 46-year low as far as illegal immigration. There isn't a problem. I have not received any reports from any of my constituents or elected officials in those areas that there's a problem.
Governor Doug Ducey supports the move, saying on Twitter, Washington has ignored the issue of border safety for too long. Authorities in Coronado, California ruled Rebecca Zahow's death a suicide when she was found naked, bound, and hanging from a mansion owned by Scottsdale millionaire Jonas Shacknai 7 years ago. Now a jury has found that Shacknai's brother Adam was responsible for Zahow's death.
It's still our hope that there's going to be a criminal investigation and a criminal trial.
Zahow's sister Mary Zahow Lehner is still hoping for criminal prosecution. The jury's ruling coming in a civil case. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for this morning, mostly sunny with a high of 92. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and cooling down to 65. Friday, warm and toasty, mostly sunny with a high of 91. And Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 67. I'm Shelley Lynn from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown at 81 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, we've got a whole lot more from the Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake are free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or PrestonScottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers. Hanging around the Valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. And our email is eltonbrothers, one word, at cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS, get all the current information as soon as it hits the market. Nothing to lose, completely free, and it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for a real estate across the Valley.
Who do you like in the Masters?
I like McIlroy.
Yeah?
I mean, if he's on, seriously, and he's putting, nobody's going to win.
Ask ourselves this question. Have you ever seen a field as talented as this field?
There's 20 to 25 possible winners.
You could probably go back to the Nicholas Watson, Weisskopf,
That's maybe 8-10 tops, but I mean, I could literally name off 12 to 15 guys that are capable.
No doubt.
Nobody's talking about Bubba Watson.
By the way, he would be one of my top four.
Yeah.
Watson would definitely be my top four.
Well, lefties seem to have, the way the course is set up and the undulation, all that stuff, lefties seem to have an advantage at that track.
Look at Mike Weir.
Yeah, great Canadian golfer. Love that guy.
What about our boy Mickelson?
Love him.
He's doing well. He's one under right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is being taped on a Thursday morning live. Of course, maybe KFNX will give us a rebroadcast. And
have you ever been to Augusta, Dave?
I have not.
Is that a bucket list thing for you?
Augusta.
You know, sure. I know people that have been there, and it's
I would love to sit on Amen Corner and just see the guys come through.
Dave would like to play Wekopa first.
Wekopa.
Maybe we'll get out and play Wekopa.
I did get to St. Andrews, Chet.
I know, and you came back a different man.
I came back, talk about the cathedral of golf. I mean, yeah. There's definitely the birthplace, if you will. So, all right. So every time we show houses.
Right? Houses.
We're switching gears here. You know, a lot of people market houses. You look on the MLS. It's a four bedroom. The fourth bedroom is set up as a bedroom, but it's a den. I mean, how many times have you seen a three bedroom den that's technically, and they market it as a fourth bedroom? We come across this. Is it a bedroom or isn't it a bedroom all the time?
Is it a Camino or is it a pickup or a truck? I mean, wait, is it a car or a truck? Like an El Camino.
Right.
What is it? Remember that saying?
Yeah, I do. It's a den.
Yeah. No. So what constitutes actually calling something a bedroom?
Exactly. So we thought we'd actually go deep into an appraiser and there's like laws about this stuff. And so here's a couple of the criteria for what makes a bedroom a bedroom. First, entrance. A bedroom needs at least two methods of egress. So it should be accessible from the house through a common door. And then likely another would be a window. So, or another door.
Well, what kind of window? Like a cruise ship window? Like a, well, like a picture window?
I'm going to tell you. But it, here's the thing. It technically does not have to have another window if it has two doors. So that's a key thing. There must be two methods of egress. Second, going to get to your other question in a second. But here's something you don't often consider. Ceiling height. A bedroom ceiling needs to be at least 7 feet tall.
Which is kind of low.
Now, it's okay if some portions of the ceiling are below this level, but at least 50% of the ceiling needs to be a minimum of 7 feet. Most ceilings tend to be 8 feet. So anyway, that's something. Then Rick was talking about windows. Well, or a, what we call escapes. So it could be through a door, but if it is going to be through a window, the window has to be, at least, 24 and 44 inches from the floor, 5.7 square feet for the opening, and must measure no less than 24 inches high and 20 inches wide.
So yeah, and when you walk into a bedroom and you go, oh, it has a closet, it automatically does not constitute being a bedroom. That's just it. People walk in, oh, it's got a closet, it counts as a bedroom. No, it doesn't.
Not necessarily. And here's the other thing, size. You know, a lot of times, like in some of these multiplexes you see around town, you know, somebody puts up a couple walls and they don't have a window, they don't have two accesses, and they're not big enough, but they call it a bedroom and they market it as a two bedroom, one bath. Just to say, oh, we have two bedrooms here. That is not the case. The room does need to be at least 70 square feet and specifically cannot be smaller than 7 feet in any horizontal direction. So that's pretty interesting. It's got to be at least 7 feet on one line and another line.
Yeah. And the reason why we're saying this is because there is so much remodeling going on, so much reconfiguring of floor plans, and people are just putting a ton of money inside their homes these days. And then they're adding rooms that they're calling bedrooms and they may not be bedrooms. So
well,
gotta be careful.
I was out in Glendale, the other week, looking at some multifamily stuff, and they had actually put up a couple of walls and are calling them bedrooms, no window, no two access, but they were marketed as two bedroom, one bath. So that's just a thing to be aware of. A lot of people want to know if it's a bedroom. So that's what it takes. And of course, you know, it should have a closet.
So, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about.
And heat and cooled. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about heating and cooling. Heating and cooled space. I always thought it has to be heating and cooled to count as livable space.
Correct. So that goes for any square footage beyond bedroom. Could be family room, den, kitchen, anywhere in the house. We're assuming is heating and cooled when we give this list. But yeah, it does have to have that in order to be livable space. Anyway.
Good information.
I wanted to get into this apartment thing real quick because, you know, have you seen all the cranes all around town? And most of them have to do with building apartments.
There's so many.
We are just down in Tempe. My son goes to school down there. There's a lot of cranes and they're building. They're building like crazy. And a matter of fact,
Tempe is off the hook.
Listen to this stat, Rick. The future of Phoenix is looking packed as it is expected to need 150,300 new apartment units, 150,000 by 2030 to keep up with demand, according to a study released in late June. Phoenix will need to add 10,736 apartment units per year on average in the next coming years in order to meet this projected demand. And that's evidence of Phoenix's accelerating population growth, rising number of baby boomers, millennials no longer staying at home, fueling all of this.
So maybe the condo market is actually coming back a little bit. You know, there's a lot of condos where early 2000s, 2003 to 2010, the condo market was horrible. It was just a bad market. People were more interested in buying big homes, big land, big, you know, in extravagance. Now people are downsizing and millennials are getting off the couch in the basement, and a great first time home right now are condominiums. So I think the condo market, just like the apartment market, is on fire.
Little bit lower priced entry point in some of those. This I thought was very interesting. And this is, again, this is coming from the internet. AZBigMedia.com put this story out. But Arizona is growing. In March, the U.S. Census announced Maricopa County was the fastest growing county in the country last year, adding 222 people per day.
Does it say what second is?
No. Well, once it's Maricopa County was number one, I didn't really look down the list.
I bet Clark County is probably number two or three. Vegas. Just because it's their market a lot follows ours, but you know, that market got slaughtered like our market did.
So anyway, to meet that demand.
Right.
Colliers.
There's a squirrel.
Forecasting 10,500 apartments to come online this year alone, which is up from the average of 6,300 apartments in 2014. Just to give a little perspective of why you see so many cranes out there and will continue to see.
How about that massive complex as you're going up the 101 heading west from like Scottsdale Road by the Mayo?
Beautiful.
2,200 units almost done.
It is remarkable. So
unit.
Speaking, we got a minute. I'm going to do a listing. Speaking of multifamily.
Yeah.
We got one right around the corner from downtown here. 18th and Thomas, right across the street from the world famous Phoenix Children's Hospital, Rick. 235,000. Two bedroom, one bath. Two of them. It's a duplex. On the market for 235. It's about a 7.2 cap.
Pick it up.
Give us a call if you're interested in that one. We got a few more we're going to talk about. Other listings and a multifamily deals of the week. We can get to it. Much more on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or PrestonScottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK 10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728.
NMLS 203518.
Cause down the road you find someone else.
Back with the Elton Brothers. Dave and Rick Elton, we're still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties. We're also family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you guys sell your house, you bring in the Elton Brothers. You name it. We are here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Everybody thinks Elton is my first name. Do you ever go through that? Dave Elton, they're like, Elton Dave? No. Elton. Everybody thinks it's Helton. It's Elton, like Elton John.
How many times have we said that to clarify what our name is in our life?
Millions. How many times did anybody ever go, are you related to Elton John?
That I never, it's like a non sequitur. It's like, I don't get it.
First off, Elton John, Elton is his first name. John's his second name. And actually, Elton's not even his real name. So no, I'm not related to him. But everybody says, oh, you're related to Elton John.
Or you wish you were related.
I wouldn't be here. No. Elton. It's a cool name because it's short, you know.
Short and sweet, like the bros.
Rick Elton. RickElton1 at Gmail is my email address. Anybody wants to discuss selling, leasing, buying?
Anything real estate.
Anything real estate related. Or just send me a happy face.
You guys want to
follow us on Twitter? You can follow me on Instagram, Snorky80. Facebook, I guess. We're on Facebook.
Rick does all the social media.
LinkedIn.
Can you tell?
So.
Actually, real quick. Rick has some really funny stuff, though.
Funny.
Really funny stuff. It's really more about the person, you know, like when you do the Facebook thing or the... Rick put some really funny real estate stuff on there. I think you just got to check it out. That's all I can say. How would somebody check out your Facebook? Like, what do they do?
They just pull me up, Rick Elton.
They just Google and it comes up?
I guess. Yeah. I've tried to stay away from Facebook for years. You just can't do it. You got to have it. You got to be in it. You got to do it. But, I mean, people get sick and tired if you put real estate always on Facebook, like picture of a house that you just listed.
Like, Rick had like a team of people trying to cut down a tree on his street of one of his properties. That was I thought this tree is like 500 feet tall. It's like the beanstalk for Jack and the Beanstalk. It was on Rick's street. It was up into the clouds.
A Yuki.
Yeah, it was huge. It was like so out of place. And of course the HOA made him take it down.
No, no, no. I fought them to take it down.
Yeah.
I was fighting them to pay for it.
Excuse me. Did you win that battle? No. So the HOA made him take it down. And it was like a huge production. They had cranes. They had to shut the street off, get permits. Anyway, that's the kind of thing he puts on Facebook.
Yeah. Light bulbs. Light bulbs. I like to talk about light bulbs. It's the funniest thing when we're doing home inspections. If you have a burnt out light, if your home is listed, and we're going to do a home inspection, if you have a burnt out light, the home inspector will call it a bad fixture. Change the light bulbs if they're burnt out. Save some ink on an inspection report of a light bulb that's burnt out in a vanity in the kitchen. Something. Just change your light bulbs.
That way we don't have to call the electrician to come out and make sure it's just a bulb.
Change your light bulbs. Fix the door jams. Make sure doors open shut properly. Make sure that the timer in the landscaping is working.
I will.
Put batteries in your thermostats.
In your timers.
In your timers.
Yeah. I'll tell you know what the biggest, and for Phoenix, I think this is a huge thing, talking about inspections. My last 20 inspections over the last few weeks, fogged windows come up all the time.
That's a big problem now.
What it is, you know, we basically we're going to get money. You know, we were asking sellers for money to fix these things. And, you know, we got to get bids and we got to do all the stuff. But that is a huge inspection item.
So far, because the average house right now is 15 years old, 13 to 15 years old. And these windows, they're crap when these production builders put them in. And so over 10 years, they're going to start to fail and these seals start to fail and they're going to get fogged up. And now all of a sudden these windows are now costing $300-$500 a piece.
And, you know, the thing about it that's tough is, do you fix it or don't you fix it? I mean, because you're going to get called on it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if you fix it, nobody's going to notice it anyway.
Well, you're going to end up,
unless it's absolutely terrible, you know, where you can't see out the window, which, you know, I've seen a few of those.
over the next 10 years that that property gets sold 2-3 times, there's going to be a credit given for each window. So it's just going to be one of those things. And then finally, the guy at the very end replaces all the windows. Then all, that's when it'll be done. But yeah, these fogged up windows are going to be very prevalent. These dual pane windows that were put in 10, 15 years ago. You know,
as seller, I mean, as listing agents, we just need to prep the sellers for what's going to
exactly.
come out. You know, that's what we do.
As a listing agent, you walk around and say, this will be an inspection item. This will be an inspection item. And get ready. And because a lot of sellers, they'll take a particular price. And sometimes they'll take less than what they wanted. And now they don't want to have to deal with $2,000-$3,000 worth of inspection items. I think the average inspection comes back being anywhere between $1,500 and $3,000 worth of crap.
You know, give or take. Obviously, the bigger houses, the older the house, the more the money. That's just a given.
Galvanized piping,
you know, these old sewer lines in the 1950s and 60s, they're clay piping. They're all, you know, basically disintegrating. So, you just have to just know the older your house, the more the items are going to come back. And that's just a kind of a given rule of thumb.
And people dismiss the inspection period and process to just a pain in the butt. It's not. There's a lot of money involved in it. There's a lot of emotion involved in it. Buyers are like, I paid too much for this house. I'm going to lay into the seller about every little inspection item. And then sellers sometimes are like, I gave this house away. I'm not doing a darn thing.
And, you know, the other thing, though, too, is on the other side of that, and in today's market, it's very tough for buyers just to get in and get a house in many price ranges. They're going to have this huge inspection list, and the sellers are going to, you know, they're basically saying, sorry.
Yeah.
You know, they only have 4 backup offers ready to go. So it's a very tough, you know, sort of balance.
There's a
for
fine
buyers
line there
right now. Sellers are really, you know, running the ships.
Sold the $700,000 house the other day, and it came back probably $4,000 to $7,000 worth of stuff that was wrong with the house. Some roof issues, a couple things. Buyer ended up taking $1,000, calling it a day. You know, because that was it. Seller said, I'll give you $1,000. I'm sorry. I mean, this house is that there's just too many people that want it and the market's too hot. So that's it.
And the other thing is we took some incredible photographs of that house. So like we would your house. If you give us a call, love to meet with you. We can show you our portfolio and what we do, the professional photography, drone photography. We do have flexible fees. The radio show, we're going to talk about your house and list it. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you.
Let's talk about some listings. How about this property on Cactus and 100th Street? This thing is 7230 square feet, 9 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, 1978. It's been remodeled in certain areas. It's on almost 2 acres, splittable parcel. It's got a pool. It's got horse privileges. It's $1,895,000. There's a house that we got listed in Aviano. This is the largest Mirador model in Aviano, 7,350 square feet, 7 bedrooms, 6.5 bathrooms, basement that has a game room, a theater. It's got Gone with the Wind sweeping staircase. You should see the pictures of this beautiful, beautiful property. It's listed at $1,279,000 for 7,350 square feet in Aviano.
How about this? In Peoria, this is a brand new listing. Just came on the market yesterday. And it's land. It's your project here type of land. It's a great corner, 111th Avenue and Olive. It's the southwest corner. It's almost 7 acres. We got it listed for $1,296,250. And basically, it's zone C2. So lots of flexibility in the use. It'd be a great Walgreens. It'd be a great assisted living. It'd be a great property for a bank, a gas station. Because it's on a beautiful corner lot. So if you have any interest in land, developers out there, commercialers out there, give us a call.
Commercialers.
480-451-3318. Also, a little multifamily special out in Glendale. 10 units, 675, almost an 8 cap. Actually, I think it is about an 8 cap. Give us a call on that one. Lots of 2 bedrooms, 1 bath. A good unit mix.
I want to talk about this condo real quick at the Barallo Place at the Shea and Scottsdale Road. This is the most amazing 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2,100 square foot, 2-car garage, 3 balconies, just an amazing Barallo Place. It's the fantastic location. 470. completely upgraded, beautiful property, upstairs unit, right next to the pool. Can't beat it.
You know the Shea 14?
Yeah.
Right across the street from that.
Yeah, it's also next to like Coffee Plantation and Pita Jungle and Grab a Green. Grab a Green.
How about this? Coming soon in Mesa, right off the northeast Power Road exit off the 202. Gated community, 3-bedroom, 2-bath community pool. Going to have it listed for $235. It's about 1,500 square feet, give or take. Coming soon on that one.
Let's talk about some multifamilies, right?
Go ahead. Go. What do you got?
Here's the thing about multifamily. We have a lot of properties out there that are duplex, triplex, 10-plex, 15-plexes. These are really, really hot right now. We're dealing a lot with multifamilies, anywhere between 6 and 10 cap properties. Some have been upgraded. Some are in need of assistance. Some TLC.
Yeah.
But give us a call. That is a great market that we're dealing with right now, is the investment market.
480-451-3318. Want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, and our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston's Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill. Take your clients to any one of those places. Can't go wrong. What else we got? Our man behind the glass, Chet, and of course, a big real estate show. Thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you have a home to sell, we've got flexible fees, a radio show, 35 plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. Begin your search for the perfect home, eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley. See you next Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on The Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of Laura Ingraham, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m., KFNX News Time. It's 12.